wanted to have a group of elementary students come into the planetarium, I would often ask how, if anyone was having a birthday that week, and usually one or two people would raise their hand. And then I'd say, okay, during the program, we're going to find out how old Sally would be if she lived on Mercury or on another planet. And then during the program, at an appropriate time, I'd maybe show a model of the planets going around the sun. And then I would calculate, using rough numbers, you know, if Sally is 10 years old and she lived on Mercury, it's roughly 4 Mercury years in an Earth year. So then I would say, well, Sally would be, instead of being 10 years old, she'd be 40. And then I wouldn't go to all the planets. I maybe do, you know, Venus, probably Mercury, and then Mars, and then Jupiter. So if Sally lived on Jupiter, it takes 12 Earth years for Jupiter to go around the sun once. So if Sally lived on Jupiter, and sometimes I even have the kids calculate, you know, how old she would be. If Sally lived on Jupiter, we'd have to divide her age by 12. How old would she be? And some of them would say zero. And I'd say, no, 10 divided by 12 isn't zero. She'd be 10 months old. And a lot of times the students would laugh. And I'd say, well, you shouldn't laugh too much because you'd all be the same age. And then usually the last one I'd do would be go out to Pluto, whether you want to call it the dwarf planet or not. It doesn't matter. But I'd say if you lived on Pluto, all of us would be really young because Pluto takes almost 250 Earth years to orbit the sun once. So even we adults would just be a few days or weeks old if we lived on Pluto.